This is News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. You're listening to Talk of the Town, and I'm Steve Kelly. Joining us right now, the man in charge of the Tourism Bureau, that's it, Mackinac Island.
Mackinac Island.
I don't know. You have so many roles. MackinacIsland.org to find out more. Bob Benzer is with us this morning. Junior, might
junior,
I add.
Yep.
Where's senior as we speak?
Senior's in Gaylord, Michigan, getting ready for deer season. So a big hunter. He's actually from Grand Rapids. I was born in Butterworth, so I got a little GR in my blood.
And you got a lot of Mackinac Island
in your blood. A lot of Mackinac in my blood, yeah.
Let's start with what's going on special for Christmas, because we have boxes here that look delicious.
We brought in a bunch of Murdoch's treats. We're known for our fudge, but we also do peanut brittle, cashew brittle, pecan brittle. We do toffee, do caramel corn, and we closed 2 weekends ago. But over the years, our customers and corporate customers have asked us to open up for the holidays. And, you know, as you know, the buildings are older there, and it's tough to do so sometimes. So we figured out a way to do it, and we're going to be making fudge for 10 days in December. And we're taking orders on Murdoch's.com and ready to roll.
Did you get those heaters like they have in the NFL?
Yeah, we got those. And the heaters are, you know, we're on the patio of the Pink Pony, so every heater in town is in the fudge store to make it happen.
I don't know what title to give you, because obviously the president of the Tourism Bureau, but you own so much more of the island. It's kind of like Roadhouse, but with a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, I was born into it. I've helped grow the business, certainly. I've been doing it now for 20 years. I'm second generation. So we're in the, you know, Murdoch's Fudge is our primary business, but we're involved with the Chippewa Hotel and Pink Pony, Lilac Tree Hotel. And speaking of the Lilac Tree Hotel, it's actually opening December 27th, through January 2nd.
Really?
For 6 days, yeah, for the New Year's.
Oh, man, so, that would be so cool
to be out
on the island.
Yeah, it's neat. Experience Mackinac in the wintertime is pretty cool.
I betcha. It's kind of isolated, but quaint and fun.
Yeah, it's all of that. There's always fun on Mackinac, whether it's summer or winter. But there's still a boat line. The airline runs from St. Ignace in the Upper Peninsula over to the island. It's a limited schedule, 4 trips a day, but they run right up till mid-January. So it's pretty easy to get there. And once you arrive, you're right in the middle of downtown. And the Lilac Tree Hotel will be open, the Cottage Inn, a little lodge called the Pontiac Lodge. So it's a neat energy, neat atmosphere for the holidays.
We're talking to Bob Benzer, Jr., with MackinacIsland.org. It's MackinacIsland.org to find out more information. Is the link there for what you're doing at Murdoch's?
Yeah, there's links to all the businesses. MackinacIsland.org is the main site for Mackinac Island, the official site, but there's a link to Murdoch's.com. You can go directly to Murdoch's.com or OriginalMurdochsFudge.com. So we try to, there's other Murdoch's stores, but we don't own those. And we have 5 in the Straits area, then we have 3 on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. So we're OriginalMurdochsFudge.com since 1887.
That has got to be such a distraction if that's your job.
Yeah, I know. It's tough to go from one island to the other. Yeah,
that's. But you're thin.
Well, yeah. I mean, I bike it off, walk it off, but I do eat fudge, Steve, every day. I eat it every day warm off the table. It doesn't get any better.
Yeah, really. No kid. Is that cool with the health department? You can just snag a little.
Yeah, you can buy them off with fudge or whatever, so they don't get too excited.
Tell us a little bit about something about the island that people might not have experienced.
You know, what's neat about Mackinac, a lot of people see, you know, Mackinac downtown and that 3 or 4 blocks, and certainly many go around the island, the eight miles around. But what a lot of guests don't do is go into the interior of the island, and Fort Holmes is kind of my favorite spot. It's the highest point on Mackinac Island. It overlooks the whole Straits, mm-hmm. out toward the Upper Peninsula, Canada, and overlooking the Mackinac Bridge. So Fort Holmes is a cool spot to walk to, hike, bike. In the wintertime, you can cross-country ski up to Fort Holmes. So
wow.
That's a good spot, yep.
I didn't know that. And there's an airport there.
There's an airport, very busy airport, actually. Yeah. In the wintertime, other than coming over by a boat, you fly from St. Ignace. It's the world's shortest flight, 6.2 minutes, you know, and sometimes it can be a little scary. So
I'm in.
You're in, yeah.
Absolutely.
I took a tough flight last March. I said I wouldn't do it again, but I'm sure I'll be back up there soon to
fly. A little breezy,
over.
Was it?
A little breezy, you know, and as the airport's, you know, 400 feet above sea level, and it can be a tough landing. These guys are all experienced for sure. You're in good hands, but it's a fun flight.
Again, MackinacIsland.org, Murdoch's.com, if you want to order these great gift boxes. I mean, that's perfect, because that will be enough goodies for an entire family.
Yeah, it covers, you know, a family or two, and it's nice because it's all, you know, gift-wrapped and ready to go. You know, we think we did a good job on the presentation for the holidays, so we're excited about it.
What is your favorite festival on Mackinac Island?
You know, just the Pink Pony, Pink Pony Daily Festival. No, the Lilac Festival is big, as we all, you know, it's a 10-day festival and celebrating, you know, the lilacs that are so beautiful on Mackinac. Mm-hmm. The whole island, you know, permeates of the beautiful smell of lilacs. But it's a great festival because it's all horses, bikes, families, and it's kind of the, even though the island starts and opens up in early May, it really is kind of the kickoff of the high season starting, you know, the first weekend in June. So
what about this? What is the warmest weekend with the least amount of people? It could get
good question there. Yeah, I mean, you can have snow in early May for sure. But yeah, I mean, pushing the late May is good. Memorial Day weekend's busy, but it's not as busy, say, as it used to be. But God, I guess all the weekends are pretty good. And the second week in May is a big deal, the Zoo to Mackinac race. And that's, again, kind of the start of the season in a way.
And look out for the Chicago to Mackinac. It gets a little busy.
Chicago to Mac and Port Huron to Mackinac. If you haven't experienced Mackinac Island during the sailboat races, you really should, because there's a lot of energy. It's kind of controlled chaos, but the boats are so beautiful, and it's a good time.
All right, MackinacIsland.org. We're doing the best we can logistically to figure out how to do a live broadcast for the big opening weekend.
Yeah, we have time. We have 6 months, so we figure that out, you know.
Well, the snow have melted.
Yeah, maybe
by
not.
Then, MackinacIsland.org. Bob Benzer, Jr., thank you for coming on Talk of the Town.
Hey, thanks for having me here in beautiful Grand Rapids.